Box Office, Frozen 2 ices competition again with record Thanksgiving. By Breitbart News on December 1, 2019. Los Angeles, AP, Frozen 2 kept a wintry wind at its back in its second week, setting a Thanksgiving record with a whopping box office bounty, while newcomer Knives Out found its own broad audience. Disney's new set of adventures for Anna, Elsa and Olaf brought in $85.3 million in the US and Canada over the weekend and earned an unprecedented $132.7 million for the holiday frame of Wednesday through Sunday, according to studio estimates. The first Frozen opened on Thanksgiving in 2013, but the sequel opened a week prior to the holiday, making it poised for a huge second week, with out-of-school kids happy to see it a second or a third time. Having the opening weekend falling a few days ahead of Thanksgiving really set it up perfectly, said Paul Dergrabedian, senior media analyst for the box office tracker Comscore. That came on top of a record-breaking opening weekend of $127 million debut domestically and $350.2 million worldwide that made it the highest-grossing global debut for any animated film globally, and the largest opening for any Walt Disney Animation Studios release. The original film and its world-making song Let It Go became a pop culture phenomenon, earning $1.27 billion worldwide and selling countless Elsa and Anna dresses. The sequel has more than showed that the 6 years since has brought no thaw. It has already earned $739 million globally and should certainly surpass the original's totals. Disney is usually immune to the waning interest that audience have with some sequels, Dergrabedian said. Knives Out, the innovative whodunit from writer and director Rian Johnson, wrote great reviews and strong social media buzz to a $27 million weekend and a five-day domestic total of $41.7 million that easily earned back its budget. The film's vast and eclectic cast included Ana de Armas, Christopher Plummer, Jamie Lee Curtis, Don Johnson, Michael Shannon, Toni Collette, and Chris Evans. Johnson, the director of Looper and The Last Jedi, had been the target of some Twitter fanboy outrage for the direction he took the second episode in the newest Star Wars trilogy, whose final chapter opens next month. The Knives Out opening showed his name value was unharmed and might even have been strengthened by the online noise, and its reception could mean awards season consideration for Johnson and the cast. First and foremost, this starts with Rian Johnson, said David Spitz, president of domestic distribution for Lionsgate. He wrote a screenplay we all loved and executed it to perfection. While put on the calendar to draw in adults while kids were watching and rewatching Frozen 2, Knives Out proved to be more than a niche picture. We set it with the counter-programming expectation, this is a good adult dramedy, Spitz said. But, he said, it turned out younger audiences had even better reactions than older ones. It's playing to everybody, Spitz said. While the weekend showed that there is nothing like a franchise to bring in blockbuster bucks, it also reflected that tentpoles aren't the only means to attract audiences. When it comes to adult fare, it seems that audiences want more originality, Dergrabedian said. Knives Out also opened strong internationally with a weekend of $28.3 million. The weekend's other newcomer, Queen and Slim, finished downing fifth with $11.7 million, but with a limited number of screens and a modest reported budget of about $20 million, it was still a successful opening for the Bonnie and Clyde meets Black Lives Matter story. Ford v Ferrari rolled along in its third weekend of release, finishing in third place with $13.2 million. Tom Hanks' Mr. Rogers' story A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood also hummed along in its second weekend, earning $11.8 million to put it fourth at the domestic box office. Estimated ticket sales for Friday through Sunday at U.S. and Canadian theaters, according to Comscore. Where available, the latest international numbers for Friday through Sunday are also included. Final domestic figures will be released Monday.